in the right place. I made a minor change to your proposed wording on...
This is the conferencing coordinator. I would like to advise all parties this call is now being recorded. Should you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
Thanks very much. I think we're on. I think this is what I'll call a quorum.
Shall I do a roll call for you, Mike?
That would be wonderful.
We've got Michael Connor, who is the chair. Michael Collins from the business constituency. Paul Diaz from the registrars. Christian Curtis from the non-commercial constituency. Barbara Steele from the registry. Tim Lewis from the registrars. And, all right, Michael, I see you've rejoined again.
I'm back.
Thank you. Good. Oh, that's much better,
Michael. And we've got Olaf Nordling from staff and myself.
And Rob senses his regrets from the staff side. He couldn't, had to be on another call.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, okay, I'm hoping for a short call, but I have an hour blocked out. Let me sort of bring folks up to speed on what I did. I took Tim's terrific email and Barbara's comments, and I smashed them together and updated the proposed final draft on the wiki. And the way I did it, I put the new stuff or the changed stuff in italics. And my thought was that we could spin through those italicized sections and un-italicize the parts we like and edit the parts to try to get to a final draft today. I thought the conversation on email was fantastic, and I'm thinking that we're awfully close to final draft here. The one change that I made to Tim's suggested language is in denial reason 5. I shortened your second to the last recommendation, Tim. I sort of stripped out when after the conversation with Barbara.
Right.
I sort of simplified the language to just say include clarification of denial reason number 5 in PDPC rather than a couple of sentences of explanation, because those all pointed at PDPD and I couldn't.
Right, no, that's fine. I think that makes sense. Okay. And I'm perfectly okay with that. Pardon me, good point. So.
Yeah, I thought that conversation was terrific. So let's just do denial 5 first and see if there's anything in there. If you look under concerns, that's really where Tim's new language starts, and the first paragraphs are italicized, and there's one italicized bullet in the bullet list, and then the recommendation is really all Tim's language with my little tweaking. Do you want to go through this paragraph by paragraph? Do you want to just take it by acclamation? How do people want to proceed here?
This is Michael. I agree with you, Mike, that the conversation by email seemed to be very well thought out, and the last recommendations, including Barbara's comments, seem right on target.
Great. Anybody else? Shall we just accept the language as it stands on the italicized stuff? I'll go through. If that's the case, I'll go through and clean that up after the call. I won't try and edit anything.
I've perhaps one little edit, and that is the final report from 19 March 2008. Maybe we should spell it out, but that's editorial, if anything.
Just strip that off the end of there?
No. Actually, spell out the title of the report, because there are many final reports here and there, and but the final report of 19 March 2008 identifies which final report it's referring to. But I think that you should use the report of whatever it was called, but okay, that's minor editorial thing, just to make it abundantly clear which report we're talking about.
Okay, I just...
See what I mean? The included clarification of denied reason number 5 in PDPC of the final report of 19 March 2008. So I think that the word final report, it's called something else, if I remember right. I can look it up in the meantime, so
inserted the phrase, spell out which final report in our draft. So if you refresh your screen, and Olaf, if you could take the action to insert those words, that would be...
Will do so.
Terrific. That would be fantastic. Any other edits like that?
I think we probably will also want to make a recommendation that the PDP, the people who are participating in this particular group, would participate in the PDPs, because we've had, you know, a fair amount of conversation about it and may be able to help bring it to fruition, I guess, a little quicker.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Can we stick that in before the recommendations that are a choice, so that we make that not a choice, but just
maybe a consideration? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's do that. Let's say something like encourage the current drafting group participants carry on as members of whatever subsequent working group is formed. What recommended behind that? Okay, that should be on your screens now, if you refresh them. Any other suggestions for us?
This one relates to the second, I guess, option there under the recommendations, where to talk about expanding the charter and the scope. And I don't know if there's a way that we can come up with what we would expect if they were to choose that option, how much time we would need in order to adequately address it.
We could insert something in there that says, let the team determine how much time they need. Maybe that's the way to do it. Now, as the team is formed, they could lay out a work plan and, you know, rather than impose a deadline from outside the group, let the group determine what that deadline is internally.
Well, I'm wondering if we could figure out, you know, based on what we know, and Tim, you may be, you know, probably the best person to give us some feedback on how long you think it might take, how many, you know, more additional meetings or what the time frame would be needed with a larger group that would be able to represent, I guess, all of the thoughts, processes, and concerns and feedback relative to this issue.
Tim, you got any ideas?
Jimmy, my initial thought would be, you know, like 90 days, about 3 months. Could be less than that, but I know about probably close to 6 weeks would just probably be making sure we get good feedback from the constituencies and give them, you know, the time to consider any issues or express any positions.
If we were to sort of sketch out the big tasks, that might give us a way to arrive at that. One part of that is what you're describing, sort of a feedback cycle. Is this sort of a drafting cycle, a feedback cycle, and then a final drafting?
And then doesn't the does the PVP, the bylaws, do they kind of dictate a certain timeline?
Yes, they do, but as Avery has recently interpreted it, it is when deliberations start, the clock effectively stops, meaning that the council deliberations, or the kind of deliberations in some kind of working group, can be actually adapted practice before. So, well, that's her reading of it, and I think that's useful, because they're very, very optimistic, the overall timelines of PDP.
Yeah.
We've never, ever met them.
You know, as an old project guy, I hate the idea of imposing an arbitrary deadline, especially through bylaws. That seems crazy to me, because some of these are going to be really long and some are going to be really short.
If you compare with what the CC NSO has for their PDP, they've got minimum timelines.
Yeah. You know, Barbara, as I think about this and as I sort of return to the era when I actually worked for a living as opposed to now when I don't, I'm tempted to either not raise this issue at all, or if we do raise it, I think what we ought to do is hand the job of figuring out that timeline to the team that's formed rather than try and determine it now.
Well, I guess I'm just saying that if we want to expand the charter of this particular drafting team to become a working group, then I think that we would need to provide some sort of a time frame that we would want to ask them to extend, you know, the work to be done within, just because I think it would help them to be able to make a better decision on which recommendation they would choose, and it could very well be that they would go ahead and choose to pull it out and put it into another PDP in the interest of getting this one done more quickly.
Well, that's a good point. What do other people think?
Yes. No, my thinking was, just to clarify, was the time frame was that we were kind of considering that we could end up with both of these. I mean, if we only end up with one, you know, that'll certainly make a difference. But I guess that's the other question is.
Yeah, see that.
If we end up with one but not the other, or we could end up with both.
See, that's where you set a timeline, and then it turns out that there are extenuating circumstances, and it's the same group of people is working on two different PDPs. They're locked into a time frame that we've determined, makes me cranky. So I kind of like to ease away from this idea.
A little comment from Olaf here. I think, well, the big question is, could we assess sort of off the cuff right now what kind of time this would take?
Well, I'd be willing to go with Tim.
We're better to do it than anybody else, but then again, there would be an opportunity to raise that, because currently we're a drafting group. We have no specific charter, really. For a working group, there would probably be some kind of terms of reference, and there will be discussions about such if they choose for that option when the council meets in Paris. And if so, there would be some kind of reporting timeline. I tend to agree with you, Mike, that, it's promising much to say that we would have it ready by any particular time in an expanded group. We don't know the composition of that group either, and to what extent the council would like to enlarge the scope of the or rather the charter in terms of reference for us. So, if we can give some kind of soft advice, well, that's perhaps good, but I don't know if I'm not able to do it.
Yeah, I don't think that my intent was that we would lock anybody into it, but just, you know, provide a best guess of what we think it may take.
Yeah, I wonder if we could Well, what if we said something like, I mean, we're not going to get much more done between now and Paris, because they're not going to make a decision probably till then.
Right.
And then that puts us into July. So, if we were to allow something like 3 months, and it may not take that long, but that puts us into early October. At the end of October is the next ICANN meeting. So if we said something like, that with both of these CDPs, we could, have recommendations for the council to act on, either at the Cairo meeting or sometime before. Possibly.
I could go with that, as long as we don't word it so strongly. I think that...
I have to remind you also that the PDPC has not been launched, really. We haven't even produced an ISIS report of that one.
Right.
I think the basic assumption is that these PDPs will run consecutively.
I was going
and
to
I,
ask
I guess that. What I'm considering is that we would, if we end up with both of them,
Yeah.
Kind of what we would comment on. They give us one and put the other one in PDPC, well, that's going to change the timeline for that whenever PDPC starts or whatever. But.
Right. See, that's the thing. Suddenly we've switched from being a drafting group to being a project planning group. And I think it might be better to leave the parts on the table and let some group of people who is trying to plan the schedule figure out which sequence they want. We worked on that other one quite a while on the sequence, but I was sort of lobbying for the same thing in that I think it would be a lot better if the group formed and then figured out the work themselves rather than having a schedule imposed on them. I think one of the reasons that we're in this fix where we've got two of them done and two of them not is because somebody else imposed a schedule on us. I'm not sure we do anybody any favors by doing the same thing to them. So, Barbara, if it's okay with you, I think what I'd like to do is just be mute on that one.
I guess I can go either way on it. I just thought it would be more helpful for the council when they're evaluating this to be able to make a better decision on, whether or not we can maybe get these done a little bit earlier, or if it looks like, regardless of whether or not we pull them out, the timing of completing, I guess, clarifications for those two would probably end up being in the same time frame if they have to be pulled out and put into another PDP.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I just hate to make that choice for someone else. I'd rather leave that flexible so that they can...
Well, I guess I was also under the impression with that particular option that it would be this group plus whoever else we needed to engage in order to be able to craft the clarifications.
Yeah, and the trick would be if there's another PDP running in parallel with this, let's say PDPC kicks off at the same time and we have the same group of people largely represented in there. We don't know how many hours of which people's time we have available to us. If we had us and no other work in front of us, then it would be easy to predict the lapse time, or at least easier. But we don't know those things. And that's why I think it's better to let those decisions fall once we know what the work's going to be and who's going to be doing it.
Okay, so if the council were to, choose the second one where we expand the scope of the existing team, then I guess the question I would have there is, would they at that point reset a schedule for us to work to?
I would hope
that's
not.
That's what I was going to comment on, Barbara. To be practical, probably what will happen is they'll either do that or they're going to come back and ask us anyway.
Right. But I think that once that's done, then we know the field of fire in terms of the other work that needs to be done. Because I think the answer varies. One answer is, sure, we can do it in 90 days if this is all we're doing. And the other answer is, well, if you want to kick off one of the other PDPs, and our guess is that a lot of us will be represented on that as well, then let us huddle and figure out how long it's going to take. But I think it's really useful to know what the work is and the people before we guess on how long it's going to take.
Yeah, and there's some of us on the council, so we can...
Yeah. Well, and a lot of us will be there. I'll be there. I'm
happy. A little bit, right.
So, again, I don't want to push this if there isn't consensus, Barbara, so...
And if you all are planning to be there, and Tim, was it you that said that you were on the council?
Yeah,
Tim's on the council.
So, I mean, you will know better, I guess, what they were looking for. I guess I was just, hoping to try to preemptively be able to answer some of the questions that they may come back with. So that they, as I said, could make a good decision on which way to go as far as the recommendations are concerned.
I mean, honestly, I don't think it'll go over well if we don't. I think we're going to have to consider that if we have both of these, that there's going to be some expectation that we're pretty much completed it by the next ICANN meeting. But that's my feeling. So we should kind of be prepared for that. I don't think it would go over too well to extend it beyond that. And I don't think it would really require it anyway.
I don't either. I think the thing is that if they just left us to do that, that would be a pretty good target to shoot at. But if they said, well, in addition to that, we'd also like you to start working on something else, then I think we want the ability to negotiate that.
Right. By the way, you want to follow the advice of Scotty. I don't know if you ever watched Star Trek or not.
I've updated the little reference to, and it actually appeared a bit later in the text in the same way as I rendered it. I think it's consistent also.
Ah, terrific. Okay.
So updating the drafting group history and adding today's meeting.
Okay. So, going once, going twice on staying mute. Barbara, I still want to check in with you and make sure this is okay.
I'm fine with that. I expect that there will be discussions surrounding it at the Paris meeting of the
council. Oh yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I would quite cheerfully take the rap for, I as a project manager like to underpromise and overdeliver, having been in the situation where deadlines have been imposed by outsiders. I'm very sensitive to making sure that the group is comfortable, that they can get the work done. So I'm happy to be the fall guy in that discussion.
I fall with you, Mike.
Okay. Thanks, Olaf. We'll link arms and jump off the cliff together. Anything else on number 5? Thinking that is an okay, we're fine on number 5 consensus.
Under the recommendations, I'd kind of like to reverse the order of the first two bullets.
The proposed text goes below the registration period one?
We encourage the current drafting group participants to carry as members. That underneath the include clarification of denial reason 5. I think that just it flows more logically that way.
The reason I put it there was because that one we just recommend, whereas the second one and the third one are a choice.
Hmm.
And I took the or out. I should probably put that back in. Hang on. Well, if you look at include clarification, the one that ends 19 March 2008, there really should be a comma there saying or. And that's the reason that I stuck that one in the front, because I didn't want to put it between the or choices. Now, I could put it at the end.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, maybe encourage, yeah. It could be kind of like a subpoint of the include.
Let me do that. Shall we just put it in the include ratification one?
Yeah,
well, no, because we really...
include it there or put it...
Regardless of what happens.
And possibly encourage or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But within include rather than as a separate recommendation.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I could do that. I can get my hands to not spaz out on me. I can do it. Olaf, don't go in and edit anything.
No.
You and I were fighting over versions of the draft there for a while. I realized that I had the thing open, and you were editing it too.
Yeah.
So.
I'm out.
I'm claiming it. Okay. See. Oh, this reads. Okay, I've saved a draft. Whoops. Somebody else made changes while I was editing it. Dang, nabbit. Who's in there? Rascal, I bet it's Olaf.
I didn't.
Keep your dang hands off this thing. Hold on a minute here. Okay, I gotta go in again. Hold on, folks. That's the only trouble with wikis is they're kind of dumb about version control. Okay. Now it's up. I just moved the sentence down in. I didn't get real cute with that. Other stuff? On 5? Yeah, I'm calling that done. How about 7? Now, 7, I had a harder time, Tim, with your stuff because I wasn't sure how much of that was commentary to us and how much of it was what you wanted in the draft. So I took everything you wrote, sort of chopped it up and stuffed it in there. But if there's language in there now that you didn't really want to have in there, feel free to sing out and I'll remove it.
I wrote it in tried to write it in a way that would be included.
So yeah, okay.
That was my intent. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, then the only change I made to your language on that was I broke it up just a little bit.
Yeah.
And so if we're comfortable with that.
I don't quite understand the distinction between the first two recommendations.
Moving it into to PDPC or having it as its own PDP?
It could be moved to its own PDP, but that's the third option, really.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm off a notch. So we're really talking about the first two.
Right.
The result as opposed to it could then. Let's see. Actually, probably the first one isn't a recommendation. It's really...
So it's an introduction to the first
recommendation. So what if I just unbulleted it?
And then I think we should write something more similar on the second, well, the not-so-recommended recommendation. Rather similar to what we wrote in for issue 5. Well, our issue 5. Now we get into other issues. or deny reason for either of them.
Okay.
So I only really intended to, I was only, at least myself, I was only making two recommendations. Either that, given the close relationship that we just included in EDPC, or we make it its own PDP in the sense that, but I meant in regard to extending the scope and charter of this group to deal with it.
Yeah. So I changed it, and it should be on your screen now, so that that first bullet is no longer a bullet. It's just text. Sort of introductory text. Does that solve the problem that you were raising, Rob? Or Paul? Sorry.
I almost think that the introduction there that you now have taken the bullets from,
yes,
and it could then be left as issue 5 of PDPC. I almost think those should just be pulled together in one bullet. I mean,
that's kind of true.
So maybe could we just strike the second bullet?
And combine it with the first, which is not bulleted now, and bullet that part. The whole thing.
That's what I would vote for.
Okay.
And then
so
maybe then those last two, or it could be moved. Or we could say, or the council could decide to extend the charter of this group and become a work,
So
those two intermediate bullets we could just remove and then make the other two basically the two recommendations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm taking those two intermediate ones out.
But you still keep the recommended.
And then I'll put the recommended behind the first paragraph, right?
Yeah.
And then we need to
now becoming a bullet again.
And the introduction of what is now the, third bullet or fourth paragraph, if you like, is the latter. Well, we can't say that anymore.
Yeah, just move that first sentence and then.
Tell you what, I'm going to. Prevail on you for some assistance. I'm going to do a hack job here. And we can, that comes out. I don't think this is right, but I'm saving what I've got. Okay, so it's up there now.
Yeah, and that's where we need to delete in the second bullet is the latter.
Right.
We should start with the council could also decide to immediately extend the charter and scope of this charter and to become a working group. So just delete is the latter comma.
Yeah.
You want me to do it?
No, I don't.
Not
I'm
not.
That's where I got in trouble before. Hang on a minute.
I'm glad for this. I know since I introduced registrars again.
Okay, so I've taken off if the latter. Saving should be up there now.
It occurs to me that under the recommendations in 5, without an or, we don't have language establishing that that's an alternative. Or that the two bullets are alternatives.
Yeah.
We should have or here and or there.
And I'm going to just put an or right in between the two bullets because otherwise it looks silly. And I'll do the same thing up there. And I'll save it. Okay, that's up on your screens now. How does that look? And I'm going to go in one more time We don't really need to say the council also decides. We could just say the council decides. Actually, I'm going to make it into active voice. New version. Fresh. That looks.
So it'd be consistent. I mean, it looks as though that's, you know, fairly similar to what we have up above. And denial reason 7 is the second alternative.
Yeah. So maybe I should just pick up the language from above, huh?
Yeah, we could decide which one we like better and then just...
Yeah, take whichever one we like. Which one do we like better? Immediately extend... I like the first one better just because it's more active voice. What if we just copied the one out of PDP, or out of Reason 5 and stapled it in down here? Is that okay with folks?
Yeah, I just think you need that second sentence, though.
Yeah.
In number 7,
yeah.
Don't lose that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's the difference, really.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be viewed simultaneously.
Which second sentence?
Second sentence in the recommendation 4.4.7.
Yeah, the council may first need to decide if a new issues report would be necessary.
Right, and I think this one is very clear cut that those two need to be dealt with together.
Mm-hmm.
From my perspective, I think that the recommendation 1 would be what they would take on that, but
yeah.
We definitely need to keep a notation there relative to it.
If they do them separately, it's just going to create issues potentially.
Okay, so I'm going to take the sentence from 5. I'm going to staple it in as the substitute for the first sentence of this one and leave the second sentence, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except in that first, except for the part where it says PDPC, right? That's good. Is that a... Oh, maybe, yeah, I guess it is a play, actually.
Do we want to have the prior to initiation of PDPC in this one as well?
I don't think so, because we're because if they combine them, it's not really an issue.
Okay, so I'll stop at the comma more thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this can be resolved by doing one before the other, and I think either way it's going to cause a problem.
Okay, it's updated on your screen.
I think this one you do need to have that prior to PDPC, because we want to make sure that this is resolved. If they choose to allow us to continue on and resolve this one as part of this drafting group, then I think we would want to have it resolved before PDPC commences, so that team, whoever is on that, it may be some of us, maybe not, would be able to take what we have done and move forward versus, you know, again, having perhaps a conflict.
Tim? You were the one that had me whack that out. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess that would work. I was just thinking that that the ideal would be to, one way or the other, to do those two together.
I'm becoming edit man, so I'm not guiding the conversation.
We can make that point too, and when we discuss it, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. So. If they're not going to do them together, then you should certainly resolve it before they start.
Right. So I'm going to put it back in?
Yeah.
Is that going to work? Okay, it's back in.
That's the point I was trying to make, albeit not quite as concisely as you were able to do it, Tim. Thanks.
Well, take a look at what I just did and see if that's the right thing.
I think that works for me.
Okay.
Yep, that looks good.
All right. Anything else in 5 that we want to work on, aside from me taking out all those italics?
You mean in 7?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Also.
Yeah. Listen to what I'm thinking, not what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
I use my telepathic skills. Out of time, sir.
It's very helpful. All right.
I can't help but wonder if the first two italicized concerns could be combined. It sounds a little redundant as it is.
Tim, is that a friendly amendment for you? I'm the one that broke them apart, so it may be that you intended them to be combined.
Well, yeah, because, well, the first one just is kind of makes an introductory comment that these two things are very closely related, and then the next two bullets goes into a little bit more detail about what each one is. Issue 5 of PDBC is quoted there, and then our reasons for denial report issue that we're addressing, you know, is quoted there. So it's kind of trying to show how quoting them separately, how they're closely related. Maybe it isn't real clear, but...
Should I just combine them all into one long bullet?
Well, could we make the last two sub-bullets of the first attack?
There we go.
Yeah,
that I think would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a colon after related and then make them sub-bullets.
Okay, let's see if I can do that. No idea how to do that in this editor. Hold on a minute.
And you can fake it.
Okay, I'm going to hold my nose and click save. I have no idea what I'm going to do here. Okay, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it worked. Oh, no. Looking at the right spot. Okay, it did indent them. Do we need to change the language? It's a little bit redundant. Well, no, not as sub-bullets. I guess it reads okay now. How does that look to people?
Looks fine to me.
Looks good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll clean up the formatting sometime, not on this call. Other thoughts about the... So what will happen is that the three italicized bullets will turn into normal bullets, and they'll align with the bullets that are already there, and then those last two will be indented from the last one. Let me see if I can fix that. That's more confusing to describe it than to just... Okay, up there. A little funky, but at least the alignment's right. What do people think of that?
It makes the trick.
There's a point at which I've exhausted you so much that I just say, fine.
Anything else in 7? Anything else at all? Are we at the final draft? Aside from formatting.
One minor wordsmithing. In 5, the first recommendation bullet, we say encourage the current drafting group participants to carry as members of the whatever. Do we lose something that we cut and pasted?
In a minute, let me find where you are. The editor in this is pretty rugged to read. Got lots of extra characters, and so it's hard to
tell you
where you are sometimes. Okay, so I've got... So say that again.
It just looks like we might have lost something. I can't remember what the original text was. It just doesn't read properly.
Yeah, maybe if you add read it as encourage the current drafting group participants to carry forward as members of whatever.
Yeah, that's I think that's what we might have had.
Yeah, and then delete the the there.
Get rid of the and add forward.
Hold on. Encourage the current drafting group participants to carry
forward
as members of, and then get rid of the.
The. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, encourage the current drafting group participants to carry forward as members of whatever subsequent working group is formed. Yeah, okay, so let's see. I probably carried that same bad language. Did I carry that down into 7?
No. No, I don't think so.
Oh, good. Okay.
No, we didn't copy that one down.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right, so save that. It should be up there now.
Should we even say the subsequent working group or PDP that is formed?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Sorry about that. I'm going to have to republish.
That's all right. Publishing's cheap, you know. It's finding the place that's hard. It's not publishing. Okay. Subsequent working group or PDP. Okay. It's up there. Okay, it's open season on the whole draft at this point. Anything that people see that they want to change is fair game. I'm going through and taking out italics like crazy. Just saved a non-italicized draft that may be easier to read. Oh, boy, except for number 7, that's kind of... Pretty good long pause. Anybody see anything, or shall we call this done?
Pretty good to me.
Yeah, I don't see anything else.
Okay. Cool. Well, wonderful. I think that is it. Olaf, I have one action item for you.
Good. Listening.
The editor has stumped me as far as getting bullets indented. So if you look at reason number 7, you see how there are two bullets underneath issue 5.
there
all
in,
right.
in the concerns. If you can figure out how to make those bullets instead of asterisks, that would be completely neat. But the editor has me buffaloed on that one. I don't know how to do it.
Would the hyphens do?
Any old thing. Yeah, hyphens might look better, wouldn't they? Yeah, let's do that.
So that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can handle that. Hang on a minute. Let me put hyphens in there.
And while you're at it, on the main and last bullet point, maybe you should put a colon or something after, or very closely related, to make it clear that these are, well, it appears, but...
Ah, yes, somebody said that, and I forgot to do it. Okay, I've just saved that one. Now that reads better. Good catch. Okay, I'm calling this done. And this is last call. And if we're all agreed, then I think we'll draw this call to a close. Olaf, I'll hand this draft back to your able hands to take forward to the council.
I extract it and forward to the council and, of course, to the drafting group as well.
Yeah.
Okay. With your regards and regards from the group and so on.
Yeah. Et cetera, et cetera. Thanks, gang.
Thank you, Mike.
One quick thing. We could use some colons after the subheadings, current text, concerns, recommendations. We're a little inconsistent about that.
Concerns and recommendations. Oh, you mean the...
Under 8, we have a semicolon after a current text and proposed text, but then we drop that under the most of the rest of them.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Very
actually, we've only got two of them. I'm going to get those right now.
And then under 7, there's a colon after current text, which is different from the semicolon that we have under 8.
Shouldn't we get rid of the colons and semicolons since these are headings, actually, or subheadings or whatever?
Yeah.
As long as we're consistent.
Yeah.
You know, slavish consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. All right, I think I've got them all, and I've just saved it. How does that look? Looks better. A lot easier to read when you're not in the editor.
Looks good.
Looks good to me.
Well, I think we should, because now it's not any more proposed final draft. This is the final draft, so we need to change the overall heading. The final draft.
Yeah, and that is something I don't know how to do in this particular software. Wait a minute. Rename the page. Okay.
Anyway, since I will extract it and make a Word file out of it, maybe I can do that.
I've just renamed it Final Draft. Question becomes, can you get to it?
That is complicated. I missed out completely on that. And
wait a minute. I can fix this.
Yeah, there's a link that says page renamed to Final Draft when you refresh.
Yeah.
I was able to get
it.
And I think that if I just change this on the front page... So now the front page, the home page, if you hit home, the final draft now shows up where proposed used to show up, and it gets to the right page.
Okay.
So,
wonderful.
That's how you do that. First you rename it, and then you re-link to it.
Link to it, yeah. I tried to do it the other way around.
That gets nasty.
Really?
Yeah. That's...
It's lost in cyberspace for a while.
Yeah. Okay, gang. Well, I have to scoot off to
Sorry, this is Glenn. Just one thing before you leave. Who will be in Paris? Because there will be a working session of the GNSO on Saturday, the 21st of June, and the Inter-Registrar Transfer Policy PDP on denial definitions is up for deliberation, and the Inter-Registrar Transfer Policy PDP and new IRTP issues is up for deliberation.
I'll be there.
That will be Saturday the 21st. Will anybody else be there? Michael, Christian?
Tim,
you'll be there. Yes, Barbara?
I was originally planning to be there, but I may not be now. Can I let you know?
Yes, of course. And Paul, I just want to make sure that you all do know that this is going on.
Yes, I will not be there, Glenn.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other business?
Thank you.
I think that's it. We'll
thanks,
call
Mike.
It a wrap for today.
Thank you again, Mike.
Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks. Bye.
Good job, Mike.
Thanks a million, Mike. Thank you all.
Okay.
I'll see many of you in Paris, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. That's
bye.
See you again.